七月七号啊。
Galaxy YYZ be July 7th.
美加墨世界杯八分之一决赛。
USA vs Canada World Cup quarterfinal.
阿根廷队在两球落后的情况下。
Argentina trailing by two goals.
连扳三球，三比二逆转。
Three-way tie for first place.
埃及队晋级八强，很精彩的一场比赛啊。
That was a fantastic match for Egypt to advance to the quarterfinals.
但是这场比赛的判罚呀，有些争议。这些争议在我看来呢，都是一些很正常的争议了啊。
However, the refereeing in this game was controversial, and I think these controversies are all normal.
但是啊，国内的球迷中就开始说这个比赛被操纵，有黑幕。
However, among domestic fans, talk about the possibility of this match being manipulated and having behind-the-scenes dealings has started.
这些说法呢
？And these statements,
在国内就是相当的火爆啊。
It's really popular in China.
什么声音都有，球迷嘛。
Does everyone have a favorite sound?
大家就说说也就罢了。
Let's talk about this.
但是呢，我刷到了这个著名足球评论员的有一个评论。
However, I came across a comment from this famous football commentator.
他对这场比赛的判罚呀，也是相当的不满。
He was also very dissatisfied with the referee's decision in this game.
他为埃及队鸣不平。
He sympathized with Egypt.
越说越激动。
He became more and more excited.
最后呢，不仅还伤了价值。
In the end, it inevitably hurts value.
他说道。
He said.
他说，我说一句公道话啊。
He said you should say something fair.
在足球场上也是弱国无外交。
In football, there is no diplomacy for weak countries.
就是裁判有生杀大权，哎。
It's like a judge is holding a life and death competition.
说了这么句话。
I said something like this.
弱国无外交，好吗
？Weak countries have no diplomatic skills.
听上去很高大上啊。
It sounds very high end.
好像很有水平的样子。
Looks like a high-quality product.
这句话呢，也让很多球迷连连点头。
This sentence also makes many fans not in agreement.
这场比赛啊，埃及队当然是弱队。
This game, of course, Egypt is a weak team.
阿根廷队呢是强队嘛。
Argentina is a strong team.
这位评论员呢
？This commentator.
他认为场上裁判啊偏向阿根廷，欺负埃及。
He believes that the on-field referee was biased towards Argentina, unfairly favoring them over Egypt.
他肯定是认为这就是欺负弱小。
He must be thinking that this is bullying the weak.
他到这儿来主持公道，来伸张正义来了。
He came here to uphold justice and right the wrongs.
到底有没有黑幕呢
？Is there really a conspiracy？
我们不得而知。
We don't know。
但是啊，弱国无外交这句话，他可是用错了。
But this saying weak countries have no diplomacy is wrong。
而且还不是用错了的问题。
And it's not just a matter of using the wrong thing。
这话本身呢、啊、就有毛病。
This statement itself is flawed.
用在这儿呢，就更不合适。
This is not the right place for this.
这句话是谁说的呢
？Who said this?
是民国时期的外交总长。
He was the foreign minister during the Republic of China period.
叫陆征祥。
Called Lu Zhengxuan.
他说的，他说弱国无公义。
He said that weak countries have no right to charity.
弱
weak
国无外交， 核心就是强调国力不足。
The core of a country's diplomacy is to emphasize its weakness.
在外交交涉当中呢
，In diplomatic negotiations，
经常会处于被动地位。
Often in a passive position.
首先，我觉得啊，陆征祥呢，他是一个专业的外交高官。
First of all, I think Lu Dongxian is a professional diplomat.
当时啊，这话呢从他嘴里说出来。
When he said that,
我不知道背景是什么啊。
I don't know the background.
但我总感觉有点这种甩锅和缺乏担当的表现。
But I always feel that there is a tendency to shift blame and a lack of responsibility.
你说弱国无外交。
You say that weak countries have no diplomacy.
那要你们干啥呀？
What are you doing?
然后我们再说啊。
Then we'll talk about it later.
弱国怎么就无外交呢？
How could a weak country have no diplomacy?
越是弱国，
The weaker the country,
就越应该展现在外交当中的底线和风骨。
This is the bottom line and character that should be displayed in diplomacy.
越是弱国才需要外交人员的不卑不亢。
The weaker a country is, the more it needs diplomats to act with dignity and assertiveness.
用国格、人格赢得尊重。
Earn respect through your personality.
所以啊，弱国无外交这句话现在看啊，也许可以用来反思历史，或者激励啊自身的发展。
So, the saying weak countries have no diplomacy can now be used to reflect on history or inspire self-development.
但是呢，它绝不是21世纪世界的通行的规则。
However, it is not the rule of the 21st century.
我想现在我们的外交部门也绝不会认同这句话作为当代国际关系的准则。
I don't think our foreign affairs department would agree with this statement as a guideline for contemporary international relations.
因为啊，弱国无外交，这句话的另外一面呢，就是强国有外交啊。
Because the saying weak countries have no diplomacy has another side. Strong countries have diplomacy.
他把国家的强大或弱小跟这个国家外交啊、独立尊严啊等同为一体了。
He equates the strength or weakness of a country with its foreign policy, independence, and dignity.
这是不对的。
This is wrong.
这也是跟现代的文明啊相悖的。
This is also contrary to modern civilization.
我们都知道啊。
We all know.
这个世界上有那么多的国家。
There are so many countries in the world.
很多国家呀，并没有军事和经济意义上的那种强大。
Many countries don't have military or economic strength.
比如说瑞士。
For example, Switzerland.
新加坡
Singapore
梵蒂冈这些国家的领土人口
Population of these countries in the Vatican
经济体量啊都很小
The economic scales are all very small
有的呢甚至完全被周围的大国所环绕
Some are even completely surrounded by neighboring countries
连自己国家的军队都没有
Even their own army.
但是这些国家呢是独立的。
However, these countries are independent.
而且在国际舞台上也有着重要的影响。
And it also has a significant impact on the international stage.
你怎么能说弱国无外交呢？
How can you say that weak countries have no diplomacy?
咱们再说，弱国无外交这种话呀。
Let's talk about the saying that weak countries have no diplomacy.
放在足球上也是不合适的。
Putting it on a soccer ball is also inappropriate.
你最顺手的例子就是佛得角嘛。
The most convenient example is the Ford Foot.
50多万人口的一个小国。
A small country with over 500,000 people.
跟我们一个县差不多。第一次进世界杯。
It's about the same as the first time our county entered the World Cup.
他的对手包括三个前世界杯冠军的球队。
His opponents include three teams that have won the World Cup.
阿根廷。
Argentina.
西班牙乌拉圭吗？
Is it Spain or Uruguay?
这些个绿茵豪门不欺负他欺负谁呀？
These big football clubs are bullying whom?
但是你看佛得角被针对了。
But look, the Buddha's feet were targeted.
被欺负了吗？
Have you been bullied?
没有。足球啊。
No, no football.
就是足球。裁判本身呢就有他的倾向性。
The referee himself has his own bias.
甚至误判也是比赛的一部分。
Even misjudgment is part of the game.
还弱国无外交。
Weak countries have no diplomacy.
这都哪跟哪儿啊？
What the hell is going on here?
还有啊，我觉得啊，弱国无外交这话呀，现在。
And I think that weak countries have no diplomacy.
在其他领域啊，也不要再念叨了。这句话。
Now, other fields are also starting to mention it.
给人的感觉好像是你啊被欺负过。
It seems like you were bullied.
然后你呢就拼命地练肌肉。
Then you would work hard to build muscle.
为的是有朝一日练的。
For the sake of one day being able to do it.
遥遥领先了。
Far ahead.
去欺负别人。
To bully others.
而你是那样的人吗？
Are you that kind of person?
好吧。
Okay.